Chapter 1. Mediterranean Diet Breakfast Recipes. In this section, I'll give you over 25 Mediterranean breakfast recipes that you can make for yourself. I'll include a few basic recipes and a few more advanced recipes. That way, no matter what your skill level is in the kitchen, you'll be able to prepare yourself a heart-healthy Mediterranean meal to keep you on track with your diet. We'll start with my Big Fat Greek Omelet. This recipe serves four. Your ingredients are 8 large eggs, 1 teaspoon of dried oregano, 10 ounces of frozen chopped spinach, 1 cup of grape tomatoes, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, half a cup of crumbled feta cheese, half a teaspoon of salt, and black pepper. Begin by heating your skillet over a low heat. In a small-sized bowl, mix your tomatoes, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of oregano, and pepper. Stir in your feta cheese. In your medium-sized bowl, whisk together your eggs. Stir in your spinach, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of oregano, and pepper. Add your oil to the pan and increase the heat to a medium-high. Add your egg mix to the skillet. Push back your eggs that set, and let the uncooked eggs run onto the empty portion of your pan. Continue to do this until all of the eggs are fully cooked and moist. Reduce your heat to low and pour your tomato mixture over half of your omelet. Fold the untopped half of your omelet over the filling. Slide your omelet from the pan onto your cutting board. Allow it to rest for a minute so the filling can warm. Cut the omelet into 4 wedges. Serve and enjoy. Red pepper and baked egg galettes. This recipe serves 4. Your ingredients are 4 large fresh eggs, 2 small onions, halved and cut into 1/2-inch wedges, 4 small red bell peppers, cut into 1/2-inch strips, 1 teaspoon of cumin, 1 sheet of thawed pastry puff, 1 sheet of thawed puff pastry, 6 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of coriander, 12 teaspoons of sour cream, a handful of chopped fresh parsley, a handful of chopped cilantro, fresh sprigs of thyme with the leaves removed, 1 beaten egg for brushing the pastry, salt, and fresh cracked pepper. Begin by setting your oven to 400 degrees. In a bowl, mix together your pepper, thyme, onions, and spices. Add your olive oil and toss well so that everything is coated with your oil and spices. Spread the mixture on your baking sheet and roast for about 30 minutes, stirring and rearranging your vegetables a few times over so they don't get burned. Sprinkle your vegetables with half of your fresh herbs and set to the side. Turn up your oven to 425 degrees. Roll out your pastry on a floured surface until it reaches about a 12-by-12-inch square. Cut into 4 6-inch squares. Transfer to 2 parchment or silpat-lined baking sheets. Take a dull knife and score a small 1/2-inch frame around each square of your pastry. Don't cut all the way through. Prick the inside of your squares all over with the tines of your fork. Then put it in your fridge for about 30 minutes. Remove your pastry from the fridge and brush all over with your beaten egg. Spread the inside of each square with 3 teaspoons of sour cream. Top each with some of your vegetable mixture. Spread it out evenly, leaving your borders free, and allow for a shallow depression in the center for the egg, which will go on later. Bake for about 10 minutes until rising and starting to brown. Remove and carefully crack your egg into the center of each galette. Then put back in your oven for another 10 minutes until your egg is set. Sprinkle with salt and pepper and the remaining herbs. And then drizzle with some olive oil. Serve and enjoy. Greek omelet. This recipe serves 2. Your ingredients are 4 large eggs, 1/2 cup of crumbled feta cheese, 1/4 cup of cooked spinach, 2 thinly sliced scallions, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh dill, 2 teaspoons of extra virgin olive oil, and ground pepper. Begin by squeezing your spinach to remove any excess water. Blend your eggs with a fork in a bowl. Add your scallions, dill, feta, pepper, and spinach. Gently mix them together with a rubber spatula. Heat your broiler. Place your rack about 4 inches away from the heat source. Heat your oil in a skillet over medium heat. Pour your egg mixture into your skillet and tilt it to distribute it evenly.